Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 15th of September 1589, the Battle of Arques began. Now, this battle was part of the final war of the French Wars of Religion, a series of conflicts in France from 1562 to 1598 between Catholics and Huguenots, the French Protestants, who followed the teachings of John Calvin. The massacre of Vassy in 1562 is seen as the start of the wars, and it was when Huguenot worshippers and citizens in Vassy in northeastern France were massacred by the forces of France's Duke of Guise. This caused outbreaks of further violence and then proper war. Although there were attempts at compromise and peace in 1563, 68 and 70, the atrocity of the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre in 1572 saw the war starting up once again. The wars can be split into seven stages, or seven separate wars, plus the War of the Three Henrys, which was fought between King Henry III of France, the Catholic Henry I of Lorraine, 3rd Duke of Guise, and the Huguenot Henry of Bourbon, King of Navarre. Henry III was assassinated in August 1589, leaving the throne to Henry of Navarre, who became Henry IV of France. Although he stated that he was happy to support Catholicism in France, the Catholic League, led by Charles of Lorraine, Duke of Mayenne, opposed him, and the two sides met in battle at Arques on this day in Tudor history, the 15th of September 1589. It was a bloody battle, and it was not looking good for the French king until he was rescued by troops sent by Queen Elizabeth I of England. On the 23rd of September, around 4,000 soldiers led by Welshman Roger Williams arrived from England to reinforce Henry's troops. Seeing these troops arrive, the Duke of Mayenne had no choice but to retreat, conceding the victory to Henry IV. And yet the wars rumbled on. Henry IV eventually formally converted to Catholicism in July 1593, which, as the Encyclopaedia Britannica points out, removed all legitimate pretext for resistance and led to important towns in France submitting to him and accepting him as king. He was crowned king at Chartres in February 1594. Paris submitted to him the following month. And then in 1595, Pope Clement VIII lifted his excommunication. In April 1598, Henry signed the Edict of Nantes, which restored Catholicism in areas where its practice had been ceased, but also gave Huguenots freedom to worship and also gave them civil rights. This attempt at religious tolerance brought the French Wars of Religion to an end, although not everyone was happy with it. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 15th of September 1500, John Morton, Archbishop of Canterbury, Cardinal and King Henry VII's Lord Chancellor, died at Knowle in Kent. He was not a very popular man with the English people due to his role in Henry VII's financial policies and one tax rationale he's associated with, which is called Morton's Fork. But was it really down to him? Well, you can find out more about that and the answer to that question and find out more about this Tudor tax man in last year's video. You'll find a link to that in the video description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.